Ladies and gentlemen, Elimination Chamber tonight. Got a big card, not sold out. Been struggling to sell tickets, which is why Ronda Rousey will join her quote-unquote, or sign her quote-unquote contract at Elimination Chamber. In the main event for the men's Elimination Chamber, you have 7 men. 3 will start, 4 will be in the pods, and Elias will be the final participant, in my opinion, unless this Rico Rodriguez, whatever his name is, has concrete evidence that Roman Reigns did purchase steroids, but he did throw Mark Wahlberg and a couple of other actors under the bus, which I highly doubt he has any proof, but you never know. Unless there's concrete evidence tonight, Roman Reigns will win the Elimination Chamber bout and go on to WrestleMania and fight Brock Lesnar for the second time. In the women's bout, I see Alexa Bliss squaring off against Nia Jax, which therefore, Alexa Bliss, I see her retaining her championship tonight. Should be a great contest, and history should be made tonight in the first ever female Elimination Chamber. Asuka, Nia Jax, Nia Jax is on a roll right now. It would hurt her momentum if she was to lose to Asuka clean. You know, how does it justify her getting the title shot afterwards? Asuka, it would hurt her momentum somewhat as well, being that she's been undefeated for like 2.5 years. I expect some sort of no contest or dirty finish here. I expect both women to still look strong, and I expect Asuka to challenge Charlotte and Nia Jax to challenge Alexa Bliss. Those are the two bouts for WrestleMania, in my opinion. Also, you have Bray Wyatt against Matt Hardy. Jeff Hardy's on the brink of coming back. I could see them stretching his feud. I could even see them doing some sort of final deletion style type match at WrestleMania. So I expect Matt Hardy to win this one, which will put him at 1 win apiece, because Bray Wyatt won on Raw 25. And or whatever, even 2-1, whatever it is. And we will get the final bout at WrestleMania. Then, of course, the tag team championships. You have Titus Worldwide against The Bar. I expect The Bar to win there. And what else is going on? I have no idea. Oh, and The Club against Mr. Raj. I expect The Club to retain there. I believe those are all the matches for... if I'm missing one, I apologize. But I believe those are all the matches for Elimination Chamber. And on the Raw side, that will finally dictate WrestleMania 34. I don't expect anything to... I don't expect Undertaker coming back tonight, but you never know. It is a WWE. Ronda Rousey's gonna sign her contract. That should be interesting. And that, I think, they will begin planting the seeds for Rousey and a male partner against Triple H and Stephanie. I think it's a great move because they will protect her and she doesn't have to do much initially. She can do a couple of judo throws and stare downs, but and not really work a full match. I think she hasn't. I don't think she's ready for that yet, but I definitely think she will help with buy rates for WrestleMania and subscriptions to the network. Yep, there's your brief, quick rundown of what I expect at Elimination Chamber. So there you go. On the SmackDown side, supposedly, AJ Styles is going to transfer to Raw once the shakeup or draft occurs, and AJ Styles will be one of the faces of the WWE. I think it's a great move. I expect AJ Styles to retain at Fastlane, and I expect him to go on and face Shinsuke Nakamura. It will be the spring of Nakamura at that point. As far as the U.S. Championship, Bobby Roode, I still expect somehow Dolph Ziggler to be involved with that. And we'll see what happens with the other feuds. But I definitely see Bobby Roode against Dolph Ziggler for the United States Championship, and the Usos finally losing the championships at WrestleMania. That's what I expect. I hope they do. Just speaking of Chamber again, I was thinking some people are picking Braun Strowman. I think Braun Strowman is going to square off against The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. So I don't see Braun Strowman, unfortunately, winning. He has all the momentum in the world. If he wins, I'd be surprised. And I think he wins. If he wins, it's because Rico Rodriguez, whatever his name is, has concrete evidence of Roman Reigns being involved in the steroid scandal. This is Jim Russell, and I'm signing out. Enjoy EC tonight.